step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, you're listening on to The Adventure on Putnam on W4ZY Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the Adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
I like the way you're looking at me. I like the way you're looking at me. I like the way you're looking at me. Looking at me like you're hungry. I like the way you're looking at me. I like the way you're looking at me. I like the way you're looking at me. Looking at me like you're hungry.
This is the Pipe Man here on the Adventures of Pipe Man, W4CY Radio, and I'm excited about our next guest who has some great new music and what amazing performers. So I would like to welcome to the show Gina from Little Miss Nasty.
What's up? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing phenomenal, especially after seeing your new video. It's absolutely amazing. The first single from your up-and-coming debut called Hungry. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, thanks. And yeah, Hungry. We wanted to come out as recording artists. And so this has sort of been our big secret we've been holding for months. But now it's finally out. We have our music video, our song available everywhere. Basically, for Little Miss Nasty, we wanted to provide something fun, sexy, danceable, but still with that heaviness and rock and roll attitude and power behind it. And so you saw the video. We included all of that.
You certainly did. You hit the nail on the head right there because it's pretty much everything. And that's why I dig about it, because I think nowadays a lot of music is so like in this little teeny box and you can't leave the box at all. And you guys just took like 10 different boxes and melded them together.
Yeah, you know, honestly, we just want to fuck around, have fun, cross genres. If you've ever been to one of our shows, you would know. Yeah, we represent heavy metal, and a lot of our show is metal-driven and hardcore rock and roll vibes. But we also have that fun, playful, sexy element and perform to artists like Peaches, you know, who's off the wall and sort of pop-driven. And just us being dancers and raised loving all types of music, and every single girl in the group has her own personal taste. We just threw it all in. We're like, let's see what happens, and no rules. Like, why would we want rules, you know?
Yeah, no doubt. There should be no rules. It's rock and roll.
Fuck yeah. Let's rock.
There you go. So for those people that, you know, don't know you guys, and they should know you guys because you've been pretty much everywhere, but you're a rock and roll burlesque troupe. But now you decide, like you said, to come out and be music artists. What was the epiphany that made that happen?
Well, you know, we always want to evolve the brand and keep pushing forward, become more global, reach more people. And this was always sort of in our back pocket. It just wasn't the right time. You know, our show was going so well. We were constantly booked on national tours and along with our four residencies on the West Coast. So that's, you know, that's just saying how booked we were, and the time was limited to really full on produce something new. So as soon as COVID hit, we were like, this is our chance. Let's ride this out, jump in the studio, write these songs, and come out as recording artists, because these females in Little Miss Nasty are multi-talented. You know, we're professional entertainers across the board. They are dancers and you name it. any artist, Britney Spears, Usher, Beyonce, Lady Gaga, you know, we're working in the industry as hardcore, professional, top-notch dancers. And so why not? You know, we have the skill set. We were born to fucking do this. So here we are.
And you're doing it for sure. And, you know, it's funny because you mentioned Lady Gaga, and that was one thing I was going to bring up is the fact that you guys were handpicked by her to be the main entertainment for the American Horror Story Hotel cast premiere party. And I dig American Horror Story anyway, but that particular series, Hotel, that was one of the better ones, and that's pretty cool that you were at the premiere party.
Yeah, I totally agree. And that was so fun because it wasn't just her, it was the entire cast. And so, you know, doing this intimate performance for them and all of their friends and just people in that industry was wild. And, you know, they like to party, and our show is a big party. And so it was a perfect combination, and they were going wild.
There you go. You know, she's a perfect example of crossing genres because, you know, she's done her own stuff and then she's, you know, done all kinds of different things. And then I remember when she performed with Metallica, I'm like, holy fuck, she's a badass metal chick.
Yeah, I was like, goals as soon as I saw that.
Right? I mean, I was like, I would have never thought. And I was like, wow, I'm impressed.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I feel like a lot of our followers who really know us from touring with these heavy metal bands and modern rock groups, they might have expected a different sound out of the gate. But, you know, we're just here doing our thing. And who knows what our next songs will sound like. You know, maybe there will be a hard metal one. You never know. We can do anything. Just like Lady Gaga, just like any artist, you know, you're constantly testing the waters and developing new ideas and just seeing where things go.
Oh, no doubt. And, you know, I think what's cool is that you came from dancing into music, so you didn't have to be one of those people that is told, here's the formula, you have to do it like this. You were able to do it all on your own terms and just make the music you wanted to make.
Yeah, and you know how awkward it is when you see a new or up-and-coming artist who's not a dancer or performer, but maybe they're a bomb-ass singer, and their label is like, okay, now dance. You know, nothing is worse than watching that performance. And so the fact that we already have all of these tools and now we have a voice and a presence, and I just think it's an awesome new venture for us, and we're all super stoked.
Yeah, I definitely think it's a lot easier to cross over from dancing to singing than from singing to dancing. Just saying.
Yeah, it's a little bit easier to find your voice.
Yeah, and I could tell you right now that there's plenty of singers out there that I seriously would not want to see them dance.
Yeah. You know, we're just a rock fucking show. And even if it's not rock and roll top to bottom, we really stand behind rock and roll, meaning, you know, everything badass, at debauchery, wild, fucking riot, you know, just... It's a feeling for us and not so much just categorizing a certain type of music. So when we say, you know, we're rock and roll burlesque, we're really saying we're fucking badass burlesque, you know.
That's it. And I think you're really saying you're everything burlesque, because this is what I think. When you say rock and roll, anybody says rock and roll, to me, that's almost like all music. Like anything could really be rock and roll nowadays, in my opinion.
Yeah. And or it could sound sort of old school, you know, like, oh, hokey dokey rock and roll. But we're like, no, motherfucker, we are full blown rock and roll. But now we're recording artists, so you can't put us in any box, really. We're just Little Miss Nasty at this point.
There you go. I love it. And, you know, you're so right, because I was thinking about this recently, okay, when... Yet, like, even the Beatles, when they first came out, they were the ones that were considered, oh, my God, and look at them, and they have long hair. And in today's standards, that would be short hair. But, you know, it's like, oh, they're the devil's music. And obviously, nobody knew who Slayer was yet. But, you know, it's like, so exactly. It's so amazing, the transformation even of rock and roll, of what was considered taboo back when would probably be today, like, That's what the old people would listen to and be like, that would be the mellow music.
No, I know. And I think the same thing when we first came out, a lot of people were so shocked, like, oh my God, women dancing and performing on stage and flashing their pasties, you know, the little electrical tape, and how dare they? This is so revolting. But that was really us sort of paving the way for more groups like us to develop and come out and be badasses on stage and just open the doors for more of us. And I think it's awesome that women, especially these days, have that confidence, and we sort of give them permission to say, look, we dress up sexy, vibey, however we want to feel, rock and roll, and go on stage, put ourselves out there, do the damn thing. You can too, and you should be proud of wanting to express yourself in these ways, you know?
Yeah, you know, I think the judgment part that you're talking about is so stupid, because it's like you're just performing. To me, it's the idiots that put more to it than what it actually is. You know, it's just performing, it's artistry, and it's expressing yourself and being yourself. And I don't think there's any other way to be.
Yeah, I mean, we're just here to give you a good time. We just want to entertain you. And before we started singing and making music, we were out there performing on massive tours as the artist. And so basically, we were expressing the music through our bodies and performance and making the audience feel as if we were rock stars, because technically we are the rock stars of our own show. And I feel like once people see that and realize that, you know, that it is artistry, there's athleticism, there's actual choreography, these girls are professionals, and holy shit, I'm having tons of fun watching them live, you know, it feels like a rock show, then they kind of take their little comments and stick it back up their ass.
No doubt. Because let's call what it is. If they're watching your show and the only thing they're noticing is the pasties, then they're just douchebags.
Yeah.
To be honest.
It's like, what, have you never seen an underboob before? You know, come on, let's get with it. People.
I know, really? Like, people make too much of a big deal about things that shouldn't be a big deal. I think it's their own problem, not yours, to be honest.
Oh, no. You know, we're going to do what we want to do and do it well. And the haters can't stop us. In fact, you know, it kind of feeds us to be even better and flaunt it even more. So I just feel like, bring it on, motherfuckers. It's a double standard.
I love it. So tell us what's going to be coming now after this. We have Hungry Out. What else is on the horizon here?
Yeah, so our next single is already done, ready to come out. We're dropping it June 18th. So everybody look out for that coming up next. Also, we have 4 residencies on the West Coast, and we're planning on relaunching all of those very soon, summer, if not late summer or fall. But that's in Los Angeles, Long Beach, San Francisco, and our Las Vegas show. So if you guys are ever in Vegas, you have to stop through, check out Little Miss Nasty. We also have a tour coming up, which has not been announced yet, but most likely for this summer. And so if everyone just like glues their eyeballs to our social medias, you'll be the first to know as soon as anything drops.
Yeah, and speaking of which, tell everybody how they can connect you on social media and everywhere else.
Yeah, littlemissnastyofficial.com has everything you'll ever need. We have merch. We make our own costumes and sell replicas. And so if you dig what you see in our photos and videos, you can shop that on our website. Instagram, Facebook, at Little Miss Nasty. Our music's everywhere. Music is available. And of course, our music video is on YouTube. So just search Little Miss Nasty and you will find us everywhere and anywhere.
Love it. And I love your new song. I love your performances. Everybody's got to check it out. And by the way, you know, so here where I am in South Florida, our governor just lifted every restriction there is, so feel free to come here and perform.
Oh, you know we will. We're already checking out, you know, the states where we can come through and throw down fully. So we'll definitely be coming through, and you have to get your ass to the show.
I definitely will, and I can't wait, because I go out and I do festivals all over the country, and I'm like, I'm so sick of being in Florida at this point. Like, it's the longest I've stayed in place in 6 years.
Oh, geez. Yeah, that's a while.
Yeah, so it's time for us to open everything up, have some fun, and check out the Little Miss Nasty, not only show, but now music and everything else.
Yeah, and more coming. So, you know, there's no limit on what Little Miss Nasty is getting into.
Oh, I can't wait. You guys rock. Thanks for everything that you do, not just your performances, your music, just everything that you give the world in artistry. And thanks for being on The Adventures of Pipe Man.
Ah, thank you so much. You rule.
Thank you for listening to The Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.